proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Today's Hebrew root, or shorish, is Shin Bet Tav, which is Shabbat. In the creation account in Genesis chapter 1, God sanctified the seventh day of the creation week as a very special day of rest. In Exodus 31, verses 16 through 17, we see that God adds a bit more meaning to this special day by giving it to the children of Israel as a perpetual sign of the covenant that was between them and Himself. Shabbat begins on Friday night at sundown and lasts until Saturday night at sundown. It is celebrated with the greetings of Shabbat Shalom. This is such a beautiful phrase because I think it captures the exact meaning of what God intended for Shabbat to be, a day of rest, refreshment, and peace. Jewish tradition states, more than Jewish people have kept the Sabbath, Sabbath has kept the Jewish people. It is a very true observation and attests to why God gave it to them to start with. Although of special significance to the Jewish people, I think the fact that God built a day of rest into His creation week shows that all people, indeed all of creation, needs a weekly Shabbat, a day of rest. Scientists have even discovered evidence that our bodies have built in a seventh-day rhythm. However, it also seems that sometimes we need a period of Shabbat, especially when we experience difficult trials. The idea of sabbatical is derived from this. A good Bible example is found in the life of Elijah. Elijah is probably the greatest of the prophets and certainly one of my heroes. He suddenly appeared on the scene in Israel, calling the people to repent. Later, he suddenly disappeared, as the Bible tells us in 2 Kings 2:11, where it says, Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. The New Testament book of James specifically mentions Elijah as being a man of prayer and a man whose prayers were answered. But consider that this great prophet and man of prayer prayed one prayer when he was feeling very tired and discouraged that God did not answer. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah found himself running for his life and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. Elijah asked God to take his life, and Elijah was one of the only two people, Enoch being the other, that would not taste of death, but would be taken directly to heaven. God's prescription for his prophet was rest. 1 Kings 19 verse 5 says that Elijah lay and slept under a juniper tree, and an angel came and touched him and said, Arise and eat. Verse 6 says that Elijah did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Sometimes the most spiritual thing we can do is rest. It seems especially true after a taxing time of ministry or a time of intense trials that we may need to rest. Know that after this time of rest, Elijah went to Mount Horeb, the Mount of God, also known as Mount Sinai. There Elijah got a fresh vision of God and of the future work that he would do. God was going to expand Elijah's ministry to include the training of his successor, Elisha. It is a great privilege to be involved in the training of the next generation. Before Elijah could do this, however, he had to realize his fatality. He had to realize that he could not do everything, and that he had to realize that he would need to spend a lot of time on training a successor. Training Elisha would become Elijah's greatest work. So on this topic of Shabbat, you may feel tired. Find rest in the Lord. Take time to rest in Him. Take time to be with God, as Elijah did. God provides for Elijah exactly what he needed. The refreshing shade of the juniper tree, nourishment, and rest. God will give us exactly what we need as we rest and wait on Him. Maybe God has a new path of ministry waiting for us as He did Elijah. Or maybe He just wants to encourage us in the way. So if you are feeling tired, find a juniper tree to crawl under and wait for the Lord to send you what you need. He will provide in perfect timing. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.